From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Thursday the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists. Mattis told reporters that a full investigation is underway into that incident, as is the case any time a U.S. service member is killed, and the military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion. The Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during an October 4th firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly defended President Donald Trump's handling of the deaths of U.S. service members and delivered an intense emotional rebuke to those he accused of politicizing the issue. Speaking at a White House press briefing Thursday, Kelly said he was stunned when a U.S. Congresswoman, Frederica Wilson, accused Mr. Trump of being insensitive to the mother of a fallen soldier during a recent phone call. Congresswoman Wilson on Tuesday claimed that Mr. Trump inappropriately told the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson that he knew what he signed up for during a phone call in which Mr. Trump offered his sympathy. On Thursday, Kelly said he had advised Mr. Trump against making the calls to the fallen soldiers' families, but that the president eventually decided to express his condolences in the best way he could. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday, attending the first meeting between the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq, and exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. The inaugural Coordination Council meeting comes amid a warming of relations between Riyadh and Baghdad. The gathering is seen as part of U.S. efforts to reduce Iran's increasing influence in Iraq. This is VOA News.